Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Good to be here again, Emma. I see you've got some exciting news from Burnley College.
Yes, Daniel, they've made it to the finals in four categories at the Educate North Awards. That's quite a big claim, right?
That is impressive. Let me check the categories again. Oh right, the STEM Initiative Award, the Creative Arts Award, the Student Experience Award, and the College or FE Student Achievement of the Year.
And the winner of the Student Achievement of the Year is Eshan Bilal. I wonder what he achieved.
I wonder too, but I think we should focus on the significance of this for the Northwest aerospace industry.
Absolutely. Burnley College has a history of winning these awards. They've taken home the Apprenticeship Provider of the Year and the Creative Arts Award before.
Right, and they were highly commended for sustainability work. That's another important area for our industry.
The awards ceremony is at the Hilton Hotel in Manchester in April. I'm sure they're all counting down the days.
Deputy Principal Kate Wallace said they wouldn't be in the finals without their outstanding learners. That's a great statement about their student-centred approach.
And she also highlighted the support staff. I think that's really important to note.
Yes, and she mentioned how they listen to the student voice and work with industry. That seems to align well with our NWAA goals.
Exactly. They're creating individuals who will shape society and influence industry. That's exactly what we want in the aerospace sector.
And Burnley College is still accepting applications for A-levels, T-levels, vocational studies and THEMIS apprenticeships.
They're inviting people to visit burnley.ac.uk to find out more or book a place at their final sixth form centre open evening.
This is really great news for the Northwest. It shows the kind of education and training we need for our aerospace industry.
Agreed. Well done to Burnley College on this achievement.
Thanks for the update, Emma. That was really interesting.
You're welcome, Daniel. That's all for this segment. Join us next time for more aerospace news from the Northwest.
Until then, keep flying high with your aerospace dreams.